Here is Ghosts.
Sometimes I lie awake at night, thinking that life has passed me by, just like a ghost. Ghosts have taken center stage in my life. Praise me or damn me, today I have to go pick my monthly check. After all, being a ghost isn't easy. The key element here is that the paymaster is my cousin. Folks, keep your cool. The paymaster, my cousin, was brought up by my late father. So, to return the respect, my name will always be on the payroll. It's a phenomenon called pay it forward. I'm thus a legitimate recipient of my father's sweat. See? Fellow citizens, I'm sorry. I know how this sounds, but you have to understand. That's how things work around here. I have dipped my hands into the garbage pit and drawn out morsels to my own satisfaction. I deserve applause, since I've just walked into the light. You see, I'm trying out a technique called positive reinforcement. Since in life, bad things last longer than good ones. Being a ghost, I have no fear. I exist in many forms and books. Kicking me out of one department merely lets me concentrate on the others. Fellow citizens, I don't claim to have control of events, but ghosts are here to stay. After all, it's easier to ride a horse in the direction it's already going. As they say, eat it or beat it. Perhaps you prefer, if you can't beat them, join them. After all, God helps those who... Fellow citizens, I hope you aren't going to mount a nationwide search for me, because this is a web. Me? I'm just a thumbprint on the window of a skyscraper. Actually, I'm insignificant, but hungry. How many other ghosts have swallowed such huge chunks of our resources? It touches the deepest feelings of my heart to know that I am what I am. I think that makes me a bit patriotic. But it doesn't give me the mandate to devour your resources. Unlike my fellow ghosts, at least, I have the nation at heart. I'm proud to be Ugandan. Really proud. Don't you think so? I'm not alone in subscribing to the national motto, for God and my stomach. I'm tired of telling you what you already know. Let me ask you to help me explore other issues related to my story, like the genesis of ghosts and how to coexist with us, because you cannot exterminate us from our motherland. Ghosts exist in all forms, from the dark world to the world of bliss. One thing I know for sure, we can coexist. I should probably show you my diary so that you don't make dire movements along my path. Monday. I wake up at 6 a.m. and go to Army headquarters. I have to be early enough to prowl around the quarter guard. You know, the boys there are trying to study my game. They have seen me there a couple of times and they suspect something is going down, since I'm not military personnel. The deal is that I have to meet the chief of the arsenal. I need to get some weapons for my cousin and his buddies. Oh, there's a certain mission they want to execute that I have no idea about. I hope it's not about erasing some humans, because that puts me in bad books with God. Oh, I don't want to participate in anything to do with terminating his creatures. My focus here is money, and big money. Since I'm the ghost, I get them the weapons. At 2 p.m., I meet the inspector of police for a working lunch. 2 weeks ago, the inspector gave me a deal to make sure that the report from the Commission of Inquiry on Corruption in the Police Force disappears from the face of this planet. And this afternoon, I have good news for him. Whoa, I love this police. The police department is always my best firm. No one can beat them at the game of corruption or any other dubious games. fellow citizens? I'm sure you all agree with me on that. Where else did the concept of kitu kidogo come from? Now, where was I? Oh yes, Tuesday. I have to visit the district service board to butter up this guy who is supposed to compile a list of law enforcement officers. You know, the law enforcement department is fertile ground for making easy without any accountability. Here I just climb into that uniform of theirs and go around collecting market and traffic dues and small taxes and all sorts of business. In the afternoon, I visit the examination board to make arrangements for leaking the national examinations this year. National exams cause a lot of panic and anxiety, so it's my role to take care of this situation. My buddy and I work out a master plan with the one examination delivery van driver and the police escort patrol chief. The delivery van will make a stop on a lonely road and we do the rest. Anytime you suffer from examination phobia, give me a call. Wednesday, I visit the graveyard to see how much space is left. I have to make estimates for those guys in the hospital mortuary, so that when they send clients to me, they have the exact figures. Then they wait for clients who buy space in the graveyard for their beloved ones. Space that doesn't exist. It's really a hot deal. I'm also working on a business proposal for these guys at Funeral Services Limited. I need full partnership with their company. Since I relate to so many dignitaries, we should get a permanent tender from the government to take care of all these VIP funerals and other related festivities. At 3 p.m., I make a phone call to the director of the investment board, the Titanic. I mean to be the middleman, Kayungirizi. Firstly, it improves my collegiality with the director. Secondly, these guys are white. That means fat wallets. I have a bank account where such guys remit money on a monthly basis. It's an obligation, and they know and respect it. Thursday, early morning, I telephone my cousin, the paymaster, and inform him that he has to shoot up some figures on the payroll because there are some crazy chaps who are threatening our investments around town. These chaps have wallets almost as big as Bill Gates's. So we are close to losing our prowess, and I can't let that happen because the ghost is the master. Friday. I spend most of my time in a certain primary school near my hometown, chatting with the head teacher. We need to inflate the figures of the total UPE enrollment this year so that we get a fatter check. There is also a secondary school attached to this primary school, so I pay a short visit to the director of studies there. I know he can get me those fake academic credentials which some boys in town want to buy. Saturday, I spend the whole day up and about the hospital, linking up with a few guys to see how the medicine can be taken out at night when most of the hospital staff are asleep, especially guys in the medical stores. My associates and I can always get in there and switch new medicines for expired ones or for empty boxes and cans. After that, I hit my usual bar and show the chaps how things are done. Sunday. You know I'm a spiritual man, so I've got to go to church. You see, I'm the financial controller of my church. I handle the finance department very, very smoothly. Offertory and tithe. We need to raise a lot of money this year to complete the pastor's house. By the way, my cousin, the paymaster, is also pastor of my church. And indeed, a great pastor. Every time he preaches, the sons and daughters of God get highly spirited. You can imagine what happens later when the offertory bag goes around. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing in life is to be feared. It's simply to be understood. Guys who want to have a pep talk with me can find me at my cousin's house, Sunday evenings. My cousin and I retreat in a shady corner of the backyard of his house and brainstorm on matters of national importance. You see, we, the living ghosts, don't have bad intentions. But the truth of the matter is, if the lion doesn't eat the newborn calf, the cheetah would. And if it didn't, the hyena definitely would. So, fellow citizens, you're not going to taste any milk because the calf isn't going to live that long. And if you don't find me, don't worry. I'm only a ghost.